Yeah, so tonight what I'd like to share is something I've called heavenly harmony. There's a number of verses in the Old and New Testament, but honestly, like I had mentioned in the introduction there, for a believer's life, for all of our lives, to really make God-pleasing music, let's call it, music that plays throughout eternity, we really need to have rest. Now, for you musicians out there, you're very familiar with it, and you choral singers, and probably anybody else who's ever been involved in any kind of musical endeavor, there actually is no music during the five rests in music, but there's no making music without a rest. So, you know what? Our entire life is, or certainly should be, characterized by intermittent rests. That's spelled R-E-S-T-S. And maybe when we come to that point of rest, we think we've reached the end of the tune. But you know what? God, in His love, His goodness, His vision and perspective, His divine design, He writes the music of our lives, which includes His rest. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, I'll just read this verse. It says, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you," what do you think it says? Rest. Yeah, Psalm 73, 26. Boy, these verses just make you want to take a deep breath and just say, awe. Psalm 73, 26, "My heart and my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Oh, that just makes you feel so much better. See, so for us to really learn the tunes of this heavenly harmony that we, I believe, all seek to achieve, it's good for us to learn the tune. And I think that, for us, practically means it's good for us to have the knowledge of the scriptures, but also to not ignore the times of rest that are really needed. Because these things are not to be omitted, because if we did that, then it would honestly disturb the melody that our lives are really trying to make. So, although there may seem to be no music in rest, actually, there's no making of music without rest. Couple other verses here. Psalm 62, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 62, 1 and 2. "My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never, never be shaken." In Hebrews, that's kind of the great section about entering into God's rest. One of the versions says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9, "Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience." It's kind of a ironic thing that it says, "Let's work to get into the rest. Let us labor therefore to get into the rest." But it's laboring to put aside our own strength, our own works, our own goodness, our own righteousness. And so that's the work that we're really struggling with, is to put our own self aside and just to enter into the acknowledgement that Jesus Christ has already paid the price. It's really beautiful. And of course, as we're all familiar with these great verses in Philippians chapter 4 about being anxious for nothing, but by everything, by prayer and supplication, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, you could probably quote them right along with me. We've said them hundreds, maybe thousands of times, because anxiety seems to be a plague in our culture, doesn't it? Worry and anxiety. I mean, I think at times we've all fallen prey to that. And yet God's word says for us to not be anxious for anything, that in everything we would pray about it with specific petitions, and to do it with a heart of thanksgiving. and let your requests be made known to God. And therefore, the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So, rest is a very important factor. I've heard it said that really our lives should come from a place of rest. We're not attempting to get into a place of rest. Actually, the work has already been completed. It says in Ephesians 2 that we've been seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It says, for by grace have you been saved. These are amazing, simple truths, but we are already seated. That means we are existing from a place of rest, because when you're seated, you're resting, okay? So you're making, and you're in a place to make this eternally pleasing music to God and doing it in harmony with God. We just have to remember that we're doing it in partnership with Him, and that He's already done the greatest portion of this particular work. It's so beautiful. And like I said, Vicki and I just got back from Branson, Missouri, where we saw a couple of, I believe they're just so wonderful men and women, young people. One of the groups is called Brothers of the Heart. Their videos obviously can be seen on YouTube. And I want to play a version of one of the songs. Maybe you've heard it before. I've probably played it a few times. And I think you'll recognize it. But just think about the harmonies here and the rest that goes into making this beautiful music. So God bless you. Listen to this.
There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. And when I'm tossed, oh, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me home. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. Now everybody that lives around us, they all say, go on and tear that old lighthouse down. We all know the big ships, they don't sail by this way anymore. There really ain't no use in that old thing standing round. But then my mind goes back to that old stormy night when just in time I saw the light. The light from that old lighthouse, yeah, that still stands up there on the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is the lighthouse, and sin, He has shown His light around. it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would this ship be?
Yeah, such a beautiful, beautiful song. And that's what our lives are like. We're drawn to the light. We're drawn to the light of God's word. We're drawn to the light of God. We're drawn to the light the Lord Jesus Christ provides. And then we shine that light. We reflect that light. We reflect that rest. You know, Jesus said in John 16 that in him that we might have peace. In the world, it says, you might have tribulation. But take courage, Jesus said. I have overcome the world. Let not your heart be troubled, he said in John 14. Nor let it be fearful. My peace I've given to you. I give it to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you? Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be fearful. That's why, guys, we can come from a place of rest, see? It says in Psalms, it's so beautiful. Psalms are just full of verses. It says, yes, Psalm 62:5, yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Psalm 116:7, return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. We are in such a privileged position, and it's only because of God's grace and God's goodness that we've been enabled to be here. So truly, his grace is amazing. I wanted to play one more song. This is by the other group that we saw called the Petersons. I think you'll really enjoy the harmonies and the beauty of this family as they sing this great song, Amazing Grace.
Thank you, guys.
Father, it is only by your amazing grace that we hear today. And may the days of our lives, Father, as we move forward, just be such a reflection of your goodness and the beauty of your love, Father, that sometimes we catch a glimpse of, but boy, we want to catch a glimpse of it more than just a little bit of the time. We want to walk in it. We want to saturate it in it. We want to live in it, Father, and we want to express it everywhere we go, that we can just be a beacon of hope and light and have a positive message to bring to the people of this world who are just so encased many times in darkness and don't really even know what to do. So I just pray that we can be messengers of hope, Father, and just your wonderful people that love you and are an expression again of your goodness and your care. So we thank you, God, for just being together tonight. Thank you for these words of the manifestations that we'll hear, that they will uplift us, encourage us, and strengthen us. And they're just for us, Father, tonight. And we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Jackson Davis, I'm going to take you off of mute, sir, if you could have a word of prophecy.
Hey, my children, you are mighty in this world. You have my words of strength in you, my children. I've given them to you. Therefore, walk forth boldly, knowing that you are the Savior of my world, my word in this world. You are the bright light. Walk forth with that great peace in your heart. Don't let anything in the world dissuade you from my word, but just keep walking step by step in the steps of believing of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, thank you. Now, my love for you is so great, my children. I have displayed it in so many different ways. And yet I want to continue to display it to you every day that you're alive on this earth. And for all of eternity, I have great things prepared, but you're here now. So take advantage. Don't allow the days and moments of the fellowship that you and I can have together now slip by. But talk to me, walk with me, share with me. You can talk to me about anything, because it's not going to surprise me. It's not going to bother me. It's not going to cause me to judge you in any way. So just open your hearts. Be fearless. I want to walk and talk with you, but I have to have you want to walk and talk with me too. So let's start now, and let's move forward from this point. It doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. Let's start now. And we'll be together forever anyway. So let's get to know each other. Let's talk. Let's just share. And I'll never ask you to do anything that I don't think you're capable of doing. I'm not going to ask you to do things that are going to cause conflict and pain and hurt and worry. I'm going to do things that are going to bless you, help you, encourage you, strengthen you, and give you even greater peace and rest. So start now. Walk confidently. Walk fearlessly, knowing that I am always there with you, and I will never, ever, ever forsake you. Father, again, we're blown away by how much you care for us, and I pray that we can start tonight to walk and to talk and to just push the past behind, how many years, days, whatever, weeks, it doesn't matter. We start now. We start fresh. And how glorious that can be and will be. I pray for each soul that's on this call tonight, as well as the body of Christ worldwide. Father, I know that's a big prayer, but you can do it. Watch out for our missionaries and those who are finding themselves in places where their lives are being threatened for what they believe. And those local churches and pastors and people who go to church and people who are actively involved in the ministry, Father, just work with them and help them to bring glory to you and to the Lord Jesus Christ, and inspire all of us, Father, just to learn how to be greater lovers in this world that is so desperately crying out for it. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.